Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a retro rave air horn hit in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper old school, proper jungle, and still plays nice with your headroom. And that balance is the whole game, because in drum and bass, especially jungle flavor DNB, the horn is not supposed to be the main event. It's a punctuation mark. It says, here comes the drop, or listen up. The phrase is turning, without stealing the kick, snare, or sub's job. So think in layers of responsibility. Let the horn bring attitude. Let the snare bring impact. Let the sub bring weight. If one sound starts doing two or three jobs, your mix starts getting tired very quickly. We're going to build this using Ableton stock devices. Keep it short and controlled. Then shape it like a mastering aware impact sound instead of a giant full-range synth lead. Start with a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. You can use analog too if you want something a bit rougher, but Waveatable gives us a clean, flexible starting point. For the source, aim for a brassy saw or square style tone. Keep it simple. Slight to tune is fine, but don't overdo the unison spread. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. You want that rude, rave style brass burst, not a giant super saw wash. Now shape the envelope like a hit, not a note. Set the attack super fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds. Keep the decay short, somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain should stay very low, and release should be short as well. If the hit feels exciting for only 150 to 250 milliseconds, that's often exactly right for DNB. Shorter usually wins. The reason is simple. Space is precious. Your breakbeat is moving fast. Your bassline is moving fast. If the horn hangs around too long, it starts trampling everything else. Once the basic horn tone is there, add auto filter after the synth. This is where it starts to feel like a real rave horn instead of just a brass patch. You've got a few good directions here. A band pass feel can make it sound like a megaphone. A low pass with resonance can make it thicker and more threatening. A high pass plus some drive can make it thinner and more aggressive in the mids. For the old school flavor, try automating the filter across repeated hits. Maybe the first hit is darker, the second one opens up more, and the third one is fully bright and screaming. That kind of progression is great for jungle intros and build sections because it creates motion without needing a brand new sound every bar. Next, we add character with saturation or drum bus. If you use saturator, keep the drive moderate. A few dB is usually enough. Turn soft clip on, and then level match the output so you're not fooling yourself with simple loudness. If you use drum bus, keep the boom low or off for this sound. You're not trying to add sub weight to a horn. You want edge, density, and that slightly rude rave attitude. The important idea here is that harmonic richness can make something feel louder without actually taking much extra peak level. That's a mastering-friendly move. A horn with good harmonics can sound huge even when the meter says it's behaving. If the horn gets too long or messy, add compressor after the saturation. You're not trying to squash the life out of it. You just want to control the tail. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good start. Give it a slightly slower attack so the initial blat gets through. Use a moderate release so it doesn't ring across the next snare or break fill. If you're only getting a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits, that's often enough. And if it's still too long, don't be afraid to shorten the synth envelope instead of overprocessing it. In DNB, the cleaner fix is usually the better fix. Now let's protect the low end. This is one of the biggest headroom savers in the whole chain. Add EQ 8 and high pass the horn so it doesn't interfere with the kick and sub. For most horn hits, somewhere around 150 to 300 HC is a strong starting point. If the sound is thick, go a little higher. If there is an ugly resonance somewhere in the low mids or mids, notch it out. Remember, peak level is not the whole story. A horn can look small on the meter and still feel massive, because it lives in that 1 to 4 kHz zone where our ears are really sensitive. So always listen for bite, not just loudness. If the horn feels harsh, don't just kill all the top end. Try a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz instead of flattening the whole sound. We want bright and rude, not brittle and painful. Now for stereo width. Classic rave horns can feel wide, but in a modern DNB mix you have to be careful. You want mono compatibility and solid center punch. A good approach is to keep the main horn core mostly mono, then add only a light stereo halo. Utility is great for this. Maybe bring the width up a little, but not so much that the hit loses focus. If you want more movement, use chorus ensemble or a very short echo on a subtle layer. Keep it restrained. The best version of this sound is usually a mono center with a controlled stereo edge. That way, The horn feels big without messing up the kick and snare or causing phase weirdness on a club system. Once the sound feels right, resample it to audio. This is a huge move in Ableton, because it gives you actual visual control over the hit. Record the horn to an audio track, trim the start so the transient lands cleanly, and fade the tail if it needs it. Then consolidate the best version and make a few variations. This is where your horn becomes a toolkit, not just a single sound. You might want one short cue hit, one slightly longer call hit, one filtered build hit, and one reverse pre-hit. That gives you arrangement options later without rebuilding the patch every time. And if you want even more pop, layer a tiny impact or noise tick underneath it. Keep this layer very small. High-pass it aggressively. Reduce the level until it only adds edge. The goal is to make the event feel bigger without actually costing much headroom. That trick is gold in darker D&B and jungle. Now think musically about placement. Don't throw the horn everywhere. In D&B, arrangement placement is everything. The horn works best at phrase edges, bar 8, bar 16, the last half beat before a fill, the start of a breakdown, or as a call and response answer to the bass line. For example, in a 16-bar intro, you might use a horn stab at bar 8 to answer a snare fill, then another at bar 16 to announce the drop. In the drop, it can come back every 4 or 8 bars as a tension marker. That's how it starts feeling like a DJ cue, which is exactly the old-school energy we're after. You can also automate a reverb throw or echo throw on just the final horn of a phrase. Keep the dry hit short and clean, then let the throw happen only on key moments. That gives you atmosphere without smearing the whole mix. Before we wrap up, let's talk about finishing it for the master bus. If you're grouping the horn to a bus, use gentle blue compressor if needed, maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction max. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or a moderate setting. But honestly, the main job is still gain staging. If the horn is too hot going in, don't try to rescue it with a limiter later. Check the horn against your full loop. Does the kick lose punch when the horn lands? Does the bass still feel stable in mono? Is the horn bright but not harsh? If the master starts reacting badly, lower the horn a bit or shorten the transient. Don't let one effect sound dictate your whole ceiling. A few common mistakes to avoid: letting the horn carry low end, making it too long, using too much width, oversaturating it until it turns fizzy, or stacking it on top of a busy snare fill so nothing gets space. Also, don't ignore phrase placement. A horn every bar gets annoying fast unless you're going for intentional chaos. If you want to push this further, try a few variations. Make a clean rave horn with minimal saturation and a tight envelope. Make a dirtier jungle horn with more mid-range bite and a bit of stereo halo. Then make a breakdown throw version with a longer tail and a filtered open up. Test all three against breaks, sub, snares, and a drop transition. That little toolkit will go a long way, so the big takeaway is this. Build the horn as a short, controlled rave stab. High pass it. Keep the center strong. Use stereo lightly. Resample it. Place it at phrase boundaries. And above all, shape the tone and envelope first, not the limiter. If you get that balance right, the result is huge. You get all that retro rave attitude and jungle energy, but your drop still lands clean, loud, and heavy. That's the move.